Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney. It is so fun to be here on your journey of spiraling up and creating massive forward momentum in your life and your business. And today we're going to talk about something that can be sometimes controversial in the arena of Christianity. And we're going to talk all about the law of attraction. Is it okay to submit to some of the idiosyncrasies and the concepts that the law of attraction brings into our modern world? And I'm going to talk to you about that. And one of the things that I do in all of my education, my teaching, my coaching, consulting is utilizing a beautiful combination of brain science, scripture, and quantum physics. And today what we're going to talk about is the physics behind the law of attraction and what the law of attraction is based upon. All right. So I'm also going to kind of give you some historical context and some like real life things that I've noticed in my own life and the people that I have helped because of this particular law. So the first and foremost, I want to just to acknowledge the fact that many people were brought into the awareness of the law of attraction from a movie that came out a while back called The Secret. And The Secret is a really great movie and it's a great book. Unfortunately, I think the problem was is that if they would have at least acknowledged that God is the God who created the universe, it would have been a completely different film, and it would have been a completely different concept. And I think that when we consider the universe and when we consider the laws that God created to govern the universe of order, we give credit to the God who created this big, beautiful universe. And so I want to make sure that number one, first and foremost, that we give God all of the credit with this. But I think that it's really, really good for us to not throw the baby out with the bathwater here and get into black or white thinking. The reality is that God did create the universe, and God created this big, beautiful world of order. Just as the sun rises and sets, just as the tide comes in and out, there are things that have been governed by basic laws of physics that the Lord created in order for us to be able to live in this world that we live in. And so I want to just mention that first and foremost. The other thing that I have seen from a historical context is that back in the, I want to say it was the 60s. I don't want to get my facts wrong, but there was, you know, the hippie movement, and I wasn't alive then, obviously. So I believe it was the 60s, but there were some really, really great physicists that had essentially gotten caught up in the hippie movement and began to use illicit drugs like LSD. And so they were tripping on acid and having these like profound experiences. And unfortunately, what that did was it caused, because of the association with these physicists and the consciousness movement of the drugs, it created this new age perspective that basically linked the consciousness, the universe, the worshiping the universe with physics. And guys, we have to just remember that people like Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein were studying these physics. They were studying the beginnings of quantum physics way before any of that association happened. And so what I do is I go back to the historical sources, and more importantly, scripture, right? And so I'm going to talk to you guys about some of the ways that all of these things can become linked. And this is really, honestly, like one of my favorite subjects, because I believe that we get a chance to work with God to co-create this big, beautiful world, that God wants to work with us. He wants to help us. And one of the best ways for me to describe the law of attraction and working with God and creating the life with Him is referencing the movie Finding Nemo. Do you guys remember that movie? There was the scene where Dory and Marlin were, you know, in search of Nemo. And Dory famously, you know, says, just keep swimming, because they're just swimming the ocean trying to get to Sydney, Australia, right? And oftentimes that's how we think we need to be in our business, is that I just have to keep smiling and just keep swimming and it's going to be fine. But God actually can create something that is more in line with the scene when they meet Crush the Turtle. So here Marlin and Dory are swimming and they're trying to keep their spirits up, and they come across Crush, and Crush is like, hey dudes, like, if you want to get to Sydney, all you need to do is get into the EAC, the East Atlantic Current, right? And it'll just basically shoot you into Sydney. It's like literally without any more effort of their own, they were able to get into this current that essentially shot them into Sydney in record time without any more effort. And that, my friend, is what quantum physics can do. It is the amazing study of molecules at the smallest building block level of our Earth. And it's so freaking fascinating when we start to study this physics and what it can do in the actual application of our lives, that we can see real change. And you don't have to understand physics, quantum physics, to get these principles. I'm going to give you some very basics today. And I'm going to let you start to notice things in your own life that are going to give you some evidence that the Lord doesn't necessarily need you to struggle for the sake of struggling, to hustle for the sake of hustling. If you're willing to allow Him to guide you, you can essentially lock arms with Him and have supernatural results, because you get into the EAC with Him and He is going to take you to where you want to go faster, but you have to get into alignment and inspired action with the Lord. All right. Now, first and foremost, again, the law of attraction in The Secret really made it seem like all I need to do is desire a Ferrari and it's going to show up in my driveway. And like, that's crap. Like, God is not this giant vending machine that I can put a quarter in and expect that He just delivers what I want. That's not how this works. But what does happen is that we get to recognize, friend, that the Lord is the one putting the desires on our hearts. And He tells us in scripture several times that He is the one who places the desires in our heart. Now, oftentimes I have struggled with that, because I'm like, okay, how do I know that this is of Him and not just of me in this selfish fallen world? And the best way for me to describe this is to ask the filtering question, is this desire going to be for the betterment of the greater good? Okay. Is this desire for my own selfish gain, or is it going to make the world better? Is it going to bless more of God's creation? And if the answer is yes, it's going to bless them, then recognize it, lean into it, thank the Lord for giving you that evidence that He is here with you, and I want you to lean into it, right? And once He places those desires in your heart, He is going to equip you with the things, the people, the ideas to make it happen. But it's your job to open your ears. It's your job to be open to His guidance. It's your job to take inspired action to where He's trying to lead you, all right? And it's just really freaking cool when you can recognize that He wants this for you. He doesn't necessarily need you to take the long way, the hard way around sometimes. Sometimes it's for our best to learn lessons, but sometimes it's not. And it's literally just our willingness to get into the EAC current with Him, right? Okay, so I'm going to take you back like some very, very fundamentals of seventh grade science class, when you learned about the building blocks of all things in the world are atoms. And I'm not going to get super fancy with this, but just remember that atoms are tiny, tiny, tiny little molecules that are the building block of everything, everything from the hat that I'm wearing to the microphone that I'm speaking into, to my body, right? And all atoms are tiny little nucleuses with electrons rotating around it. Now, because everything in our universe is made up of atoms, and all atoms have these tiny little moving parts called electrons, that means that everything in our universe is constantly in motion. Everything is constantly in motion. And when you think about that, that motion creates the vibration, and vibration is measured in things like frequency. So everything from the coffee cup that's sitting on my desk to my body is in constant motion and vibrating. And we can measure those things using frequency. In fact, scientists in MIT have actually measured the frequency or the level of vibration in our bodies when we feel certain emotions. And the last podcast that I recorded, I talked about how our thoughts create our feelings create our actions, and our actions create our results, right? So if you want to know how you're feeling, or you want to adjust how you're feeling, you just need to look at the thought that precedes it. And God reminds us that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Guys, we can change the way that we think that will ultimately change the way that we feel. And the way that we feel gives us the vibration that very well may be repelling or attracting the things that He wants for us. All right? Now, it's really cool that when scientists had measured this, they found that the emotions of love, joy, gratitude, freedom would result in a frequency that was higher. That meant that the vibration of our body, the electrons that were rotating around our nucleuses, were actually rotating faster. So our vibration is faster, our frequency is higher, okay? When they measured emotions like sadness, despair, guilt, shame, hopelessness, I think I had mentioned that, all of those things were vibrating really low. And I even noticed just now when I say those words, hopelessness, sadness, despair, guilt, I even noticed that my voice slows down and the tone gets lower. When I said love, joy, peace, gratitude, freedom, I noticed that my voice naturally, without even trying, gets faster and higher. It's because the electrons are rotating faster when I say and feel those words versus the sadness, the despair, the guilt. Those electrons start to rotate slower. My frequency is lower. Okay. That's so cool. Now, linking it back to scripture, Jesus reminds us in the Lord's Prayer that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is an expression that we hear on planet Earth, in this lived experience, in this lower vibrational plane, are meant to experience glimpses of heaven on Earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on Earth as it is in heaven. We are meant to have experiences that are reminiscent of the heavenly realm. What does Jesus teach us? He teaches us to stay in places in the heart of love, of joy, of thankfulness. Does he not, friend? And so does Jesus teach us to be in hopelessness and guilt and shame and despair? No, he does not. And so when you think about that, the more that we can think and then therefore feel the emotions of love, joy, peace, gratitude, we are literally vibrating at a higher frequency, and we become more in alignment with the frequency of God. The more that we allow our thoughts to create feelings that are more consistent with fear and hopelessness and despair and guilt, the further we are away from God, the closer we are sucked down into the patterns of this world, the lower vibrational frequencies of the enemy, and the fallenness of this earthly plane. And so, friend, like, what we want to do is we want to make a conscious choice to think thoughts that are going to align us with the feelings of love, of joy, of peace, of gratitude, as much as we possibly can. And those things will allow us to experience more of heaven on earth while we're here. Okay. So what the heck does this have to do with a law of attraction? All right, so let me give you this. First and foremost, because when we are vibrating at that higher frequency and we are closer in the spiritual plane to the Lord, we are more able to be able to hear his voice, to discern his direction, to take inspired actions that he is leading us to do. Every morning when I'm in my prayer time, I take myself to a place of love and gratitude so that I can be in closer vibrational alignment with him. And then I ask him to guide my day. Lord, sometimes I have lots of things on my to-do list and that overwhelm sucks me down to the lower vibrational plane, further away from God, and I can't hear him, but I have to get myself to those higher levels so that I can hear his voice, hear his, feel his nudges more readily. And that allows me to say, God, whatever you have on my to-do list, I will do. Whatever you feel like is not for me or not today, I trust that you're going to remove them. And then I allow him to guide my day. And so when we can get into aligned action, we can allow him to guide us, all right? The other thing that I've learned about the law of attraction is that it starts with the desire, which I've already said is from the Lord, as long as you kind of do that check. And then it comes with this expectation with thanksgiving. What that means is it's a trust, it's a faith, it's a knowing. It's not the expectation like an entitled teenager is going to expect that you do everything they say, right? That's not what I'm talking about. We don't tell God and then expect him to do what we say. We recognize the desire he placed in our hearts, and then we just have this overwhelming knowing that the desire is from him, that he is in his due time going to give us a manifestation of that desire that is from him. Now, I've even found that manifestation, that word freaks people out. Friend, manifestation literally translates to come to fruition. It means that we can see evidence of something existing. That's what manifestation is. So God wants to manifest. He wants to allow things to come to fruition. And we get to work with him when we tap into these universal laws that he has created in this world of order. Now, I didn't say this before, but I want to bring this up. So physics and quantum physics are different in the sense that physics in general, Newtonian physics, are the things that we see in the world, like the law of gravity, for example, right? So if I were to jump off, you know, a bridge, I would fall because my mass is going to fall into that gravitational pull and I'm going to fall, right? Quantum physics basically says that when we get down to studying those tiny, tiny little building blocks of matter, the atoms, they do not perform or behave in the same way, the same predictable patterns as larger mass does. And so quantum physics is literally baffling. Even quantum physicists are still perplexed by many of the things, because the things that we study on the smallest level do not behave in the same way as the things that we're seeing on Earth in bigger masses. And so I want you to just recognize that God has created this beautiful, mysterious, wonderful world that we are starting to slowly understand a little bit better. Okay. All right. So we have the desire, we have an expectation, because it's just a knowing, it's an expression of faith at its strongest level. And we then thank him before we even see evidence of it manifesting, that we just trust and know with our whole hearts that it's on its way to us. and so that's the thing. And then because we expect with thanksgiving, then we are going to take aligned action. And that aligned action, the desire, the knowing, the aligned action is what's going to draw things and bring things into our sphere of influence. Okay. So going back to our thoughts that create our feelings, this is another really cool quantum physics principle. It's called entanglement. Okay. So get this. This is so freaking cool. When I am thinking thoughts that create feelings of love, joy, peace, gratitude, I am going to be vibrating at the frequency, that higher frequency of those emotions. Things that I am wanting to come into my life, the things that are better than the situation that I'm in, are also vibrating at a higher frequency. In the quantum space, like attracts like, in the sense that like frequencies are going to come together. Just like if I were, you know, I'm going to date myself, but Casey Kasem in LA, you know, doing the top 40, he's in a studio, but I was able to listen to his show in Minnesota because the frequency that I had dialed into the radio was the same frequency that he was broadcasting from. That's how this works. So freaking cool, right? So if I'm up here vibrating high because I'm in the space of love, joy, peace, gratitude, freedom, the things that are in sphere of that emotion that I of consistent desire and the manifestation of that is going to come into that sphere, they're going to become attracted to one another. And then something called entanglement allows for the electrons of that thing, that person, that idea is going to be therefore coming into the same sphere of influence as me, my thoughts, my feelings, and our electrons start to essentially dance around each other. That's called entanglement. The same principle happens when you're having a crappy day, right? You wake up late, your alarm doesn't go off. You end up spilling on your shirt on the way out. You're running late. You get pulled over, like all of those crappy things. It's because you are literally attracting in the same vibrational plane of all these things that you don't want. And so if you want a better life, if you want to start experiencing the manifestation of the desires God has placed on your heart, you have to stop creating the space that's in alignment with the things that you don't want anymore. And the best way for you to do that is to literally take your vibration up a notch to where you want to be and allow for the things that are in that vibrational plane to come to you naturally. Let me give you an example of this. Okay. So when those of you guys who are listening to the podcast, it's something that you might want to go on YouTube and watch the video because I use my hands when I talk about this, but I want you to imagine that you have a problem. Okay. And so the moment that the problem comes into my awareness, right, God has already created the solution to that problem. All things that are the solution to my problem already exist, right? The person that is going to be the answer to my prayers is already been born and walking around this earth, right? So the solution exists already. It's just that I don't have the solution. I only have the problem. Okay. So I am concentrating on the problem, and the problem is vibrating in a lower frequency. And oftentimes what we do is we concentrate on the problem. We're looking at the problem from all these different angles. We're thinking, how can I solve this? And we're just like concentrating on the problem. All we're doing is we're realigning ourselves with the frequency of the problem. Whereas the solution already exists at the same time, just like my book that I have sitting here has a front and a back cover that both exist at the same time. Yes? And so the solution, the problem both exist at the same time. And so instead of concentrating on the problem, I am going to concentrate on the solution, or I'm going to just consistently think thoughts that are going to create a vibrational match that's going to move me up the vibrational scale. And then I am going to be at the same vibrational plane as the solution. The solution might be all of a sudden you have an idea pop in your head. The solution might be an opportunity, a business opportunity presents itself to you. It might be in a conversation that was literally the answer to prayer. It might be, millions of different combinations of things, but you have to be on the vibrational frequency to be able to receive that. And in my own life, I'll tell you that my signature program is called the Spiral Up Program. And I got to be honest with you, like last summer, when I was trying to get really clear on how I wanted to take my business to the next level, I was struggling. I had just read the book 10X is Easier Than 2X by Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. And I'm like, what's my 20%? Like, what is the thing that I do better than anything else? I know that I'm good at lots of things, but what am I excellent at? Where do I want to put all my effort towards? And I didn't know. And I felt like I was constantly just swimming around this problem, reanalyzing it, revisiting it. And it was just like, oh, I wasn't getting anywhere. So I literally go on my dream vacation, like something that I dreamed of for years that I never thought was possible when I was still working full time. And I went on a 2-week dream vacation with my family. We went from Minnesota all the way to Colorado, down through Northern Arizona, and then Utah. And we hit all of these national parks. We're gone for 2 weeks. I am literally with my family, seeing the most beautiful places on earth, having the best time. And out of nowhere, pop, in my head comes the idea for Spiral Up. You don't know how many people I've talked to, like multi seven-figure businesses that are like, Lachelle, your concept is freaking brilliant. Brilliant. I wish I would have thought of that. And I kept thinking, this is so like, so me, this is so natural. Why didn't I think of this sooner? It was that obvious. Yet I was not at the vibrational plane for that idea to come into my mind. And it was in me being in my greatest expression of joy and love and gratitude that I was at the frequency to be able to receive the idea that would change my life and that changed the lives of so many people. This stuff works. So when you can stop focusing on the problem, when you can stop focusing on what you don't want, when you can stop creating the victim story that you have and allow yourself to just trust, know that the Lord has placed big, bold, beautiful dreams on your heart because He wants you to make the impact that you're meant to make. The root of money, friends, or the love of money is the, you know, the root of all evil in the sense that you can't love the money more than the impact. But imagine a world for a second where you know that believers, people with big, beautiful hearts that want to make a difference in the world, who want to make a positive impact, are the ones with the wealth. Imagine the impact that we all can make when we are given resources abundantly to do good in the world. And we do choose to make the Lord our 100% focus and use the money as a tool, not our idol. What difference we can make. So if you are dreaming of a massive, beautiful seven-figure business because you can live and give like no one else, then you take that and you trust the Lord and you say, all right, I know that it's coming. I'm going to keep my vibration high. I'm going to take aligned action that I know you're leading. I'm going to get into the freaking EAC and I'm going to watch this happen. My life, you guys, is better than anything I could have imagined because I understand these principles. Not only does physics back what I have to say, but so does brain science. Because when you start to concentrate on the solutions, your brain will look for solutions. When you are knowing inside that you have a belief that it's going to work out and that it is coming, your brain will always look for evidence in the outside world to prove itself right. So if you start to believe that this is coming, this reality is on its way to you, you will then start to look for and see solutions that are in alignment with that because that's how your brain works. So take my word for it. This is worth diving into. But you cannot go about the law of attraction without giving God all of the glory. We're going to continue to make sure that He is the root of everything, that we are choosing our paths based on the desire to make an impact in the world. And then we're going to stop shaming ourselves into not receiving the abundance that He is trying to give us. Because shame and guilt will literally drop you right down to the bottom of that scale. That's where the enemy wants you. The enemy wants you to feel guilty. The enemy wants you to feel shameful. The enemy wants you to feel confused and overwhelmed because guess what? That takes you further away from the Lord. The vibrational plane is greater distance and that's where He wants to take you. And you're going to say, not today, Satan. Get behind me. God is leading me towards this. This conversation is divinely placed in your life today for a reason. And you are going to live with love, joy, peace, gratitude, and watch your desires that God has placed on your heart to come to fruition without the hustle, without the pain, sometimes without effort, because He just is that good and that faithful. But you have to be willing to get into the flow with Him. Stop fighting it. Let's do this together, guys. I can't wait to see you here next week, same time, same place. And until next time, just keep keep changing the way that you're thinking so that you can keep yourself in a higher vibration. Make sure you check out Get Out of God's Way audiobook that's just been released. I can't wait to share this principle and so many others with you so that you can start to really, truly live out the best expression of your life. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough. Or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're going to help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends!